وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. آمين يا رب العالمين. جزاك الله خيرا as always, حضرت مولانا سليم صاحب. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep you under his shelter, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevate you in your ranks, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all the khidmat of deen that you are making. Ameen. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillahi wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina astafa. Amma ba'du fa'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. An-nabiyyu awla bil mu'minina min anfusihim wa azwajuhu ummahatuhum. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al-mursaleen wa alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم The last sahabi we're going to be discussing is سيدنا أبو الطفيل عامر ابن واثلة رضي الله تعالى عنه. His name was عامر. His kunniyat was أبو الطفيل, and his father was Wathila ibn Abdullah. He was born after the Hijrah. He had the honor of setting his gaze on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam during the farewell pilgrimage, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was indicating with his walking stick at Rukn Yamani. Hazrat Abu Tufayl radiallahu ta'ala anhu relates, Ra'aytu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam yatufu bil bayt ويستلم الركن بمحجن معه ويقبل المحجن. I saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performing tawaf of the Kaaba Sharif while on his camel. He indicated towards the Hajar Aswad with his mihjan, a walking stick with a curve on his head, and kissed the mihjan. Allama Ibn Hajar Asqalani rahmatullahi writes that he was born in the year the battle of Uhud took place. He had the honor of visiting Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he narrates from Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu and other Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. He lived to an old age and was the last of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum to pass away in the year 110 Hijri. وَهُوَ آخِرُ مَنْ مَاتَ مِنَ السَّحَابَةِ He is the last to pass away from the Sahaba. The last Sahaba to pass away in different places, we'll discuss their names. In Makkah Mukarrama, it was Hazrat Abu Tufail Amir ibn Wasila radiallahu ta'ala an. In Medina Munawwara, Hazrat Sahal ibn Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala an. In Basra, Hazrat Anas ibn Malik radiallahu ta'ala an. In Sham, Hazrat Abu Umamar Bahili radiallahu ta'ala an. In Kufa, Hazrat Alqama ibn Abi Awfa radiallahu ta'ala an. In Khurasan, Hazrat Bureyda radiallahu ta'ala an. Khalifa, narrator says that Hazrat Amir radiallahu ta'ala anhu settled down in Makkah Mukarrama and passed away in the year 100 Hijri or sometime around then. He also narrates another opinion which says 107 Hijri. Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi supports a second view. Wahab ibn Jarir, a narrator, says, I heard my father saying, I was in Makkah Mukarrama in the year 110 Hijri, and I saw his janaza. I asked my father, whose janaza? He replied, the janaza of Abu At-Tufail. May Allah Ta'ala be pleased with him. And may Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala fill his qabr with noor. We're going to be discussing now the general merits of the Sahaba Ikiram Ridwanullahi Ta'ala Alayhim Ajma'in. Today you will find few people, you know, who do not acknowledge the Sahaba Ikiram Ridwanullahi Ta'ala Alayhim Ajma'in. And the Shias, you know, they only hold approximately 5 Sahaba Ikiram in esteem. And they disregard all the other Sahaba Ikiram Ridwanullahi Ta'ala Alayhim Ajma'in. So let's hear what Rasulullah Pak Sallallahu Alayhi Wasallam says regarding the Sahaba Ikiram Radiyallahu Ta'ala Anhum. As regards our relationship with the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum and their merits in general, General Shaykh al-Hadith Hazrat Mawlana Muhammad Zakaria Kandalvi Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi has written an excellent feature to warn towards the end of his book, Hikayat-e-Sahaba. So we take the opportunity of quoting it here. A Sahabi is a person who met Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in a state of Iman and passed away in a state of Iman. Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, "The similitude of my Sahaba is like salt in food. The food cannot be good without salt." Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, "Fear Allah Ta'ala with regard to my Sahaba. Do not make them a target of criticism. Do not make them a target of criticism. The person who loves them does so out of love for me. The person who bears malice towards them does so out of malice for me. The person who harms them has harmed me. The person who harms me has harmed Allah. And Allah Ta'ala will soon seize the one who harms him." Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Do not hurl obscenities at my Sahaba. If any of you were to give gold, the equivalent of Mount Uhud in charity, it will not equal the reward of spending a mud, about half a kilo or half a mud, by the Sahaba." Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "The curses of Allah Ta'ala and the angels and all people descend on the person who hurls obscenities at my Sahaba. Neither are his compulsory duties nor his optional duties accepted. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam also said, "Apart from the prophets alayhi wasallam, Allah Ta'ala selected my Sahaba radiyallahu anhum from amongst the entire creation. He then gave distinction to four amongst them: Hazrat Abu Bakr radiyallahu ta'ala an, Hazrat Umar radiyallahu ta'ala an, Hazrat Uthman radiyallahu ta'ala an, and Hazrat Ali radiyallahu ta'ala an. Allah Ta'ala made them the most superior of all." Ayyub Sakhtiyani rahmatullah alayhi says, "The person who loves Abu Bakr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has straightened his deen. The person who loves Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has found deen on a clear path. The person who loves Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu is enlightened by the light of Allah Ta'ala. The person who loves Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu has held onto the firm rope of deen. The person who speaks in praise of the Sahaba is free from hypocrisy. The person who is disrespectful to the Sahaba is a hypocrite, an opponent of the Sunnah. I fear that none of his deeds will be accepted until he loves them all and has a clear heart with regard to them." Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "O people, I am pleased with Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala an. You must acknowledge his rank. I am pleased with Umar, Ali, Uthman, Talha, Zubair, Sa'd, Sa'id, Abdul Rahman ibn Auf, and Abu Ubaidah radiallahu ta'ala anhum. You must acknowledge their ranks. O people, Allah Ta'ala has forgiven those who took part in Badr and Hudaybiyah. Take me into consideration with regard to my Sahaba. Take me into consideration with regard to my Sahaba. As for those of them whose daughters are in my marriage, or my daughters are in their marriage, let it not happen that they demand something from you on the day of resurrection for having wronged them in any way, because it will not be pardoned." Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Take me into consideration with regard to my Sahaba and my sons-in-law. Allah Ta'ala will protect in this and in the year after the person who takes me into consideration with regard to them." Now we know that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam married the daughter of Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala an, our beloved mother Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, and he got married to the daughter of Umar radiallahu ta'ala anha, Hazrat Hafsa radiallahu ta'ala anha, right? And he gave his daughter, two daughters in marriage to Hazrat Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala an, and one daughter, Bibi Fatima radiallahu ta'ala an, in marriage to Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an. So this is what Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying here. As for the person who does not take me into consideration in this regard, Allah ta'ala absolves himself from him. And when Allah ta'ala absolves himself from a person, he may well seize him. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the person who takes me into consideration with regard to the Sahaba will be able to get to me at the Hawd-e Kawthar, the fountain of abundance. The person who does not take me into consideration with regard to the Sahaba will not be able to get to me at the Hawd-e Kawthar. He will only be able to see me from a distance. Sahal ibn Abdullah says, the person who does not hold the Sahaba in high regard does not even have iman in Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah ta'ala, through his affection and grace, safeguard us all, our friends, or those who have been good to us, you know, and those who have been kind to us. The author of the kitab says, our mashayikh and our students, all the believers, against his wrath from the reprimand of his beloved Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah ta'ala fill our hearts with love for all the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. Let this be so, O the most merciful of those who show mercy. Now, this is a beautiful excerpt from the book of Hazrat Sheikh Zakaria Kandalvi rahmatullah alayhi, regarding the Sahaba ikram ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajmain. And it's common sense that if you disregard the Sahaba ikram, then there is no foundation of Islam left whatsoever. Then where does the Qur'an-i Majid stand? Where do the noble statements, sayings of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stand? Where does the entire deen of Islam stand? So there was a chain of transmission. And these were the great personalities who gave their lives, who stood by the side of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and, you know, who sacrificed so much. You know, if you look at amongst the Khulafai Rashideen, the latter three, you know, we're looking at Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala and Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala and Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala and we're looking at his son Hazrat Hussein radiallahu ta'ala and, you know, we're looking at his uncle Hazrat Hamza radiallahu ta'ala and there's so many other Sahaba ikram, you know, who gave their lives, who became martyred, you know, for the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for this beautiful deen. They enjoyed the beautiful companionship of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Regarding Umar radiallahu ta'ala, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لو كان بعدي نبي لكان Umar, had it have to be been a prophet after me, it would have been Umar radiallahu ta'ala. So you can imagine what lofty status the Sahaba ikram hold. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the love of the Sahaba ikram, and our children also the love of the Sahaba ikram, and to emulate them, because they are the ones who transmitted the deen to us from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.